All right, so today we're diving into something pretty cool. It's called photobiomodulation therapy, PBMT for short. And basically, it's all about using light to heal the body. You know, I always thought lasers were more like science fiction stuff or, you know, like scanning groceries at the checkout. But it turns out those same ideas can actually help people heal.
You know what? It's actually been around for a while.
Really?
Yeah, the idea of using light for healing, it's not exactly brand new.
Well, that's cool. I had no idea.
Yeah, PBMT uses specific types of light, like red and near-infrared light. And it can do some pretty amazing things, like stimulate cell activity and help the body repair itself.
So it's not like just laying out in the sun.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
This is very targeted and precise.
Gotcha.
We're talking about using low-level lasers or LEDs
Okay.
to deliver this light energy to specific areas of the body.
And what exactly does this light do to the body?
Well, the main target is something called mitochondria.
Mitochondria. Oh, yeah, I remember those from biology class.
You got it.
Something about being the powerhouses of the cells.
Exactly.
But honestly, I don't remember much more than that.
Well, basically, mitochondria are like tiny energy factories inside every single cell in your body. They take in nutrients and oxygen and they turn it into ATP.
ATP.
Yeah, you can think of ATP as the energy currency of the cell.
Okay, I'm with you.
It's what powers everything the cell does.
So PBMT give these little factories a boost then.
Exactly. It's like giving them a jump start.
Interesting.
And when the cells have more energy, they can do all sorts of amazing things,
Like what?
like repair themselves faster, grow more efficiently, fight off inflammation.
So is that how it helps with healing?
That's a big part of it, yeah.
Now, you mentioned this therapy can help athletes recover faster.
Oh, yeah. There's some really interesting research in that area.
I bet, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to bounce back from those tough workouts quicker?
Right. For example, there was this one study done on rugby players,
Okay.
and they found that PBMT actually helped them improve their sprint times.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And it also reduced the buildup of lactic acid.
You mean that stuff that makes your muscles sore?
Exactly.
Oh man, that would be a game changer for me. I'm always so sore after leg day.
Well, you know, you don't have to be a pro athlete to benefit from this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Anyone who's active can benefit, whether you're a runner, a hiker, or even just someone who likes to garden, you know?
Huh. So even weekend warriors like me.
Absolutely.
That's awesome because, let's be honest, I'm not getting any younger.
Well, PBMT can help with those everyday aches and pains too.
I'm definitely intrigued.
Good.
But I have to ask, how does simply shining light on the body lead to all these benefits?
It's actually pretty amazing stuff.
I bet.
Remember we talked about those mitochondria?
Yeah, those little powerhouses.
Right. Well, PBMT helps them produce more ATP, which, as we know, is the energy currency of the cell. And it also does some other cool things, like it can actually activate certain pathways within the cells.
Pathways.
Yeah, think of them like instructions or blueprints that tell the cells what to do.
Yeah.
And by activating the right pathways, PBMT can stimulate cell growth and repair.
Wow. So it's like giving your body the tools it needs to heal itself more effectively.
Exactly.
That's pretty incredible.
It is. And there's more.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
All right, tell me.
It can also reduce inflammation.
Really?
Yeah, we know that inflammation is a huge factor in lots of health
Oh,
problems.
for sure.
So anything that can help modulate that naturally is a big deal.
Yeah, inflammation is definitely no fun.
And then there's the different wavelengths of light used in PBMT.
Rope?
Different wavelengths actually penetrate the tissue to different depths.
Oh, interesting.
It's kind of like how different colors of light penetrate water differently.
So you need to use the right wavelength for the right problem then.
Precisely.
Okay, so it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
Nope, it's a very precise and targeted therapy.
I see. So there's a lot of science behind it.
Definitely, it's not just shining any old light on your body.
Right. You need someone who knows what they're doing.
Exactly, a qualified practitioner who understands the nuances of PBMT.
Gotcha. This is all so fascinating. It really seems like PBMT could be a game changer.
I think so too.
But, you know, I also want to be realistic. Are there any limitations?
Of course, you're right to be cautious.
Okay, good.
While the research is very promising, we have to remember that PBMT is still a relatively young field,
That makes sense.
and there's a lot more research to be done.
Right.
Not every study has shown positive results, and we need to be upfront about that.
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in all the exciting possibilities,
Right.
but we need to stay grounded in the science.
Exactly. And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, to help everyone understand this complex world of PBMT and separate the hype from the real potential.
Exactly. And, you know, we always want to make sure we're relying on evidence-based information.
For sure. Now, speaking of evidence, one area of research that really caught my attention is the potential of PBMT for brain disorders.
Yeah.
We touched on it earlier, but I'd love to dig a little deeper.
Okay.
It sounds almost too good to be true. You know, shining light on the head to help with things like stroke recovery or even Alzheimer's.
I know, right? It sounds like science fiction.
It really does.
But there's actually some pretty fascinating research happening in this area.
Like what?
Well, for example, there was one study that looked at using PBMT on stroke patients.
Okay.
And the results were pretty remarkable. They found that 70% of the patients who received PBMT showed significant improvements.
Wow, 70%. That's huge.
Yeah, it is compared to only 51% in the group that didn't receive the treatment.
So there's definitely a noticeable difference there.
Definitely.
But how does light therapy even work on the brain?
Right.
I mean, isn't it all protected by that thick skull of ours?
Well, it turns out that certain wavelengths of light, particularly in the near-infrared range, can actually penetrate the skull. Yeah, and reach the brain tissue.
Wow, so it's like shining light right through the bone.
Kind of, yeah. It's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. And once the light gets to the brain, what happens?
Well, it can work its magic on those brain cells, just like it does in other parts of the body.
So it's giving those brain cells a boost of energy, helping them repair and regenerate.
Exactly. Remember those mitochondria we talked about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
They're just as important in brain cells as they are anywhere else.
Right, because all cells need energy.
Precisely, and PBMT can help those brain cell mitochondria function more efficiently.
So we're talking about potentially helping with things like stroke recovery, Alzheimer's, maybe even traumatic brain injuries?
Yeah, it's definitely an area with enormous potential.
It really does seem like the possibilities are endless.
They really do, but, you know, it's important to remember that the research is still in its early stages.
Right. I know we need more studies, but it's still exciting.
Oh, absolutely. It's very exciting. We need more studies to confirm these initial findings and determine the optimal ways to use PBMT for different brain disorders.
Makes sense. So it's not a cure-all just yet?
Not yet, but it's definitely a promising avenue for future research.
For sure. Now, speaking of getting ahead of ourselves, let's talk about SACI for a minute.
Okay.
Is PBMT something people can just try at home?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those little handheld light therapy devices popping up online. Are those legit?
That's a really important point. While PBMT is generally considered safe,
okay,
it's crucial to work with a qualified practitioner who knows what they're doing.
Gotcha.
Those at-home devices might seem tempting, but it's hard to know if they're using the right wavelength dosages or even if they're targeting the right areas.
Right, because you don't want to just point a random light at your head and hope for the best.
Exactly. You need someone who understands the science and the technology.
So it's kind of like, don't try this at home, folks.
Exactly. It's always best to err on the side of caution and consult with a healthcare professional.
Yeah. Okay, good advice. And I imagine there are probably different types of PBMT devices too, right?
You're absolutely right. There are various types of PBMT devices, including lasers, LEDs, and even lamps that emit specific wavelengths of light.
So it's not just one size fits all?
Nope. The choice of device will depend on the condition being treated, the target area, and other individual factors.
So it's not just about grabbing any old light therapy gadget off the internet.
Right.
You need to find the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
And have a qualified professional guiding the process.
Precisely. And that's why it's so important to do your research. Ask questions and make sure you're working with someone who has the expertise and experience to provide safe and effective treatment.
Right. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from how PBMT works at the cellular level to its potential applications for everything from muscle recovery to brain disorders.
We have.
But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, the whole idea of PBMT being used for enhancement rather than just treatment.
Yes. The ethical considerations.
Right. Because we've seen how PBMT can potentially boost athletic performance.
Uh-huh.
But where do we draw the line between using it for therapeutic purposes and using it to give people an unfair advantage?
Right. It's like something out of a superhero movie, but with real-world implications.
It really is. And it's not just limited to athletics. What if TBMT could be used to enhance cognitive function or even boost creativity?
Right. Would that create a divide between those who have access to this technology and those who don't?
These are some pretty heavy questions, and I don't think there are any easy answers.
I agree.
But I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
As with any powerful technology, we need to be mindful of the potential consequences.
For sure.
And have these conversations before things get out of hand.
Absolutely. We need to approach these advancements with a sense of responsibility and make sure they're used ethically and for the benefit of all humankind.
Well said.
Okay.
I think it's time for a quick recap before we dive into the final part of our PBMT deep dives.
Okay.
What are some of the key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
Let's see, where do we even begin, first and foremost? PBMT is a non-invasive therapy that uses specific wavelengths of light to stimulate healing at the cellular level.
Okay.
It works by boosting ATP production, reducing inflammation, improving blood flow, and potentially even stimulating cell growth and repair.
Right.
It's showing promise for a wide range of conditions, including athletic injuries, chronic pain, and even brain disorders.
Amazing.
But remember, it's not a miracle cure.
Right.
More research is needed, and it's crucial to consult with a qualified healthcare professional before trying PBMT.
Great summary. And one last thing before we move on.
Okay.
I have a question for our listeners. Okay. If PBMT could be used to enhance any human capability, what would you choose? Speed, strength, intelligence, creativity.
Ooh, good one.
Think about it, and we'll tackle this question in our final segment. So we asked you guys a question last time.
We did.
If PBMT could be used to enhance any human capability, what would it be? Did you have some time to think about it?
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what people came up with.
Me too. But before we get to that, I think we need to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
You know, all this talk about enhancement, it brings up some serious ethical questions.
It definitely does. You know, it's interesting. We often think of scientific advancements as purely positive.
Right.
But the truth is they often come with some pretty complex ethical considerations.
Yeah, like that old saying, with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. And PBMT definitely has the potential to be a powerful tool.
For sure. So we need to be thoughtful about how it's used.
Absolutely. One of the biggest concerns I have is the issue of access and equity.
Okay.
Right now, PBMT is often only available through specialized clinics or research studies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's not accessible to everyone, especially those who can't afford it or who live in areas where these treatments aren't available.
Right. It's like any new technology, it tends to be expensive and out of reach for many people at first.
Exactly.
And we definitely don't want PBMT to become another therapy that's only accessible to the wealthy.
Right. It's a valid concern.
Absolutely. So what can we do about that?
Well, I think we need to advocate for policies and insurance coverage that make PBMT more affordable and accessible to everyone.
That makes sense.
And we also need to think creatively about how to deliver these treatments to people in rural or underserved communities.
Like maybe through telehealth or mobile clinic.
Exactly. We need to make sure this technology doesn't exacerbate existing health disparities.
Those are all great points. And then there's the potential for misuse or overselling of PBMT.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just because it's shown promise in certain areas doesn't mean it's a cure-all.
Right. You hit the nail on the head. There are always those who try to capitalize on new trends in healthcare.
Always.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing exaggerated claims about PBMT or people offering it for conditions where there's little or no scientific evidence.
Yeah, it's like those late night infomercials, PBMT, it cures everything.
Exactly. We need to be wary of those kinds of claims and stick to reputable sources of information.
Absolutely good advice. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of reputable sources, another ethical consideration is the need for clear regulation and training standards.
Oh, yeah, that's crucial.
As PBMT becomes more popular, we need to make sure that the people administering it are properly trained.
Absolutely.
And that there are safeguards in place to protect patients.
I couldn't agree more. We don't want just anyone with a laser pointer calling themselves a PBMT expert.
Right, for sure.
There needs to be rigorous training and certification to ensure safety and efficacy.
Absolutely. And as with any emerging technology, there are always unknowns.
Always.
We need to be mindful of the potential for unintended consequences as PBMT continues to evolve.
Right. What if there are long-term effects that we haven't discovered yet?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or what if it's used for purposes that we hadn't even considered?
It's like opening Pandora's box.
It really is.
Once we unleash a new technology into the world, it's hard to predict all the ways it might be used.
Or the long-term ramifications.
Exactly. That's why ongoing research and monitoring are so important.
It all comes back to responsible innovation. Right.
I think so.
We need to be excited about the potential of PBMT
mm-hmm.
while also being cautious and thoughtful about how it's developed and deployed.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The future of PBMT is bright.
It really is.
But it's up to us to shape that future in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Well said. This has been an incredible deep dive into the world of PBMT.
It has.
We've explored the science, the potential, and the ethical considerations. And I hope our listeners have found it as fascinating as we have.
Me too.
What a wild ride.
It's been a pleasure joining you on this journey.
Likewise. And to our listeners, Thank you for joining us on the Deep Dive.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Remember, stay curious, keep asking questions, and maybe, just maybe, we'll all be healing ourselves with light in the not too distant future.